Ramsey TV.
Yes, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. That's not the topic today. I just want to remind you of that. I just feel the need to remind you of that today. And as the days grow more wicked and we feel like sometimes we're losing our patience, I want to remind you that God is perfectly on time. 1,000 years is as a day. So it's only been 2 days since our Lord was crucified, entombed, and rose from the dead. Only 2 days. That's not a whole lot of time. God is so on it. It's going to happen. There's an appointed day when the snatching away will occur. And it doesn't matter at all how many people have been wrong. Nothing to do with anything. There's an appointed day. Let's say it's June 10th of this year. And God has known it's June 10th of this year for a long time. For thousands and thousands of years, the date of the snatching away has been June 10th, 2023, as we measure time according to our calendar. It's set in stone. So, of course, all the prophecies that say anything but June 10th, 2023 are going to be wrong. But what do wrong prophecies have to do with June 10th, 2023 being the day? Absolutely nothing. But the problem is the preponderance of wrong predictions have spoiled some people, just disgusted them to the point that they throw the whole thing out. But that is completely illogical. Don't be tempted to do that. It's totally illogical to throw out the certainty of the snatching away because so many people have been wrong in predicting it. It has to do with elapsed time, and there's no signs in Israel that are necessary. I keep hearing it over and over again. It's going to come on the Passover. It's going to come on the Day of Tabernacles. It's going to come on the new moon. It's going to come on the blood moon. It's going to the snatching away. It's going to come. And everybody's trying to tie it into Israel. Absolutely nothing to do with any sign in Israel. Forget the blood moons. Forget them. Forget the Day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Forget the Day of Atonement. Forget the Feast of Trumpets. That trumpet is not the same as the last trump. And by the way, there's a little wink and nod from God there as far as the time. It's like at the last trump. Get it? The last trump. This is God to us. Get it? The last trump. Not the first trump. The last trump. Get it? Get it? I honestly believe that that's a wink from God. So, that's not my topic du jour, but I like that intro. Boy, that was slick. Now, what we're going to talk about today is the Great White Throne Judgment, which comes 1,000 years after the inauguration of the kingdom being 1,000 years, and many, unfortunately, many of our friends and loved ones, even our family members, are not believers, and so they'll appear at the Great White Throne. Some people are worried about the time element, because we're going to be snatched away. We're going to have to wait 1,000 years to see our loved ones. But don't worry, because time is going to pass for us like it passes for God. 1,000 years is as a day. It's going to be such sweet anticipation. The time is going to be pleasant. It's going to be joyful as we contemplate seeing our loved ones being illuminated at the Great White Throne, being ourselves the agents of that illumination, fully imbued with the power and majesty and glory of Christ. And it's just going to be so great. That it'll almost be a disappointment when it finally comes. It's like, okay, we anticipate this a little bit longer. You remember how it was week before Christmas? When you were a kid, you just anticipate it. And then it's Christmas night. So depressing. Nothing more depressing as a kid than the evening of December 25th. It's over. But those days leading up to it when you're at school, did you ever make those stupid, it wasn't stupid, it was actually fabulous, those construction paper rings counting the days down to Christmas, and you cut one off every day, and Christmas got closer and closer. It's the anticipation. So don't worry about that 1,000 years going by. It's going to seem like nothing. It's going to be full of glorious anticipation. Now, there are two ways that I want you to look at the eons. I'm going to employ my drawing skills today for you on MZTV, and I want you to appreciate these two ways. Two ways. There's 50 ways to leave your lover, but there's only two ways to look at the eons, as far as I'm concerned. Now, you may speak quietly among yourselves as I execute a work of art upon my notebook paper here. Let's just take a second. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, there's three ways to look at the ends. Four. All right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the five ends. I'm going to have to zoom up on that so you can see it. Ends one, two, three, four, five. I can't see what I'm pointing at exactly, so go with it here. We know that God's calendar, unlike our calendar, has five squares. Our calendars have 30 or 31 squares, except February, which has 28, so leap year gives it 29. So, eon one, we know, was the initial creation, the first Earth, the disruption happened at the end of eon one. Then came eon two, the eon that Adam was created upon and walked upon, and Noah was born here. Then came the flood of Noah, and then Noah walked out the boat onto eon three. Eon three was the eon that crucified Christ. It's called by Paul the current wicked eon. Eon four is the 1,000-year kingdom. Eon five is the new heavens and the new earth. Okay, this is a delineation of the eons. Now, there's a second way to look at the eons. Ooh, I like this. Ready? This is the way we look at the eons. We are anticipating the last two eons because it is in the last two eons that God gets glory. To God be the glory for the eons of the eons. These are the final two eons. These are the great eons. These are the good eons. So here's the way we're looking at the Aeonian times. The first three eons are nasty, and they get nastier as they go. Eon one, two, three. But we're looking forward to the Aeonian weekend, if you will. Eons four, big, fat. Eon, long, 1,000 years. Eon five, we don't know how long that is. Possibly 10,000 years, I've heard some people hypothesize. So we're just, we want to luxuriate in these time periods because they're upcoming, and we don't want to get through them too quick. We want to savor every moment. We want to suck the pulp from every nub of eons four and five, at which time we will be among the celestials. Now, before I draw this third chart of the eons, if you will, let me talk about our loved ones. Some people are very much offended. You're not any of those people, but some people are offended that their loved ones have to wait until the snatching away, or their loved ones have to wait until the Great White Throne to be alive. And people are upset that their loved ones have to miss the 1,000 years. It's not fair that my loved one should have to miss the 1,000 years. Was your loved one a believer? Next question. Oh, okay. It's just God's way. But I'm going to give you comfort concerning that. And not only that, but I'm going to give you comfort concerning Eon 5, the new heavens and the new earth, which is at least 10 times the length of the millennial kingdom. We know that at the great white throne, God judges the great and the dead, the great and the small, rise from the dead. There's judgment. And those at the great white throne are judged in according with their acts. And some, I think many, many, many billions and billions are written in the book of life and will be transferred to the new earth. But some, yes, it is true, some who have lived just despicable lives, wasn't their fault, Martin. Blame is not the issue here. They've lived despicable lives, and they've done heinous things, and they're not meant to live during Eon 5. They'll be alive after that. They'll come to life because Jesus Christ died for them too, of course. God is the Savior of all humanity. 1 Timothy 4:10. 1 Corinthians 52, as in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. So that includes every single person. But again, people just get it at different times. So there are going to be some people who miss both eons 4 and 5. And the only time they'll be awake during eons 4 and 5 will be at the interim, at the crisis point between these two eons, which is the Great White Throne Judgment, at which time heaven and earth have fled. And I don't believe the new earth, maybe, I don't even know if it exists yet. Because the old earth, after the millennium, is burned up, it's stored with fire, and it is destroyed, as Peter says, with a booming noise, which is, I think, the understatement of Scripture. And so there's not yet a new earth, and in this time period between eons 4 and 5 is the Great White Throne Judgment. Maybe at this time the new earth is created. Maybe it's already created so that those whose names are in the Book of Life can go directly to the Great White, to the new earth. Could be. God has it perfectly set up. Don't worry. He's got it perfectly planned. But we're upset that our loved ones are going to miss eon 4, 1,000 years. And while we're in the celestial realm during that time, we can come down here to earth anytime we want. Check out what's happening in Jerusalem. Taste some of that wine if you want. Visit with Peter and the other apostles. Visit with Christ. Visit with Melchizedek, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob will be down there. We'll be coming down and check it out. David will be there. So it's going to be good times. But these other people, and oh, don't even get me started on the glories of Eon 5. But what if some of your friends or loved ones have been really, really horrible people? What if they go to the second death? Because the second death keeps people from experiencing Eon 5. The second death is death. If you don't know what the second death is, think about the first death. Do you know what the first death is? Well, if you've ever been to a funeral home, and you walk up to the guest of honor, and you look down at the guest of honor, they don't really respond wholeheartedly or at all to your greetings. That's the first death. The second death is more of it. I make sense for a living. That's why you're here. I am now going to do something very, very daring. I am going to draw a chart of the eons that you have never seen before. Again, you may talk quietly among yourselves, but this won't take long. Okay, I'm done. That's right, I'm done. I'm going to turn this paper around, and you are going to see the way I want you to look at the Aeonian times as pertaining to your friends, family members, and loved ones. In some cases, your family members are your loved ones. There it is.
Harold, are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at? Where's the chart? Where's the Aeonian times?
It's right here. You see this little dot? You see this little dot right here? You see this little mark? Looks like a little gnat landed on the paper. Can you see that? Okay, look. That's Aeon 1 is right there. Eon 2 is right there. Eon 3 is right there. Eon 4 and Eon 5. These are the Aeonian times. And if I may, this is eternity past and this is eternity future. Those terms don't make sense, but follow me here. The Aeonian times are a brief blip in the current of eternity, whatever that is. And so this brief time period of the eons is so small compared to the vastness of time before the eons. There was a time before the eons. Here's the verse. There will be a time after the eons. Here's the verse. The eons are a brief blip in the stream of eternity. And so what is upsetting you? That your loved one's going to miss.
They're going to miss this. They're going to miss.
It's even, if a dot the size of a gnat is the entirety of the Aeonian times, then what are we looking at when we're just segregating eons 4 and 5. We're looking at like the eye of the gnat. But this is eternity. This is the consummation of the eons at this point, and then your loved one lives with eternity for God. And eternity, if I can speak like a man, goes like this, off the page, off the page. A little tiny, oh, they're going to miss that? Oh, no. But see, this is the way we like to look at the eons is this. All luxurious, you know, all like, yeah, 4 and 5. We're looking at the Onion Times, big calendar, 4 and 5. But that's just like the blown up version of it, right? Like when you see a map of the United States and you see a little part of the map, like your town, and it's blown up, right? And it's expanded. This is the expanded version of the eons. That's what we're looking forward to. We don't want to rush through these things. But if we need comfort concerning our loved ones, then this is how you want to look at the eons. A little dot the size of a gnat. It's not very long at all. Little bitty, itty bitty piece of time in the vast stream of things. So here's going to be the experience. A worst case scenario for someone who appears at the great white throne and their name is not found in the book of life. Because they were judged according to their acts, and their acts sucked, like, right down the line. Here's what's going to happen with them. They'll be standing there waiting nervously as the Book of Life is consulted. The Book of Life is consulted. They kind of pretty much already know what's going to happen. Book of Life is consulted. Their names are not in it. And the Lamb says, I regret to inform you, your name is not in the Book of Life. And so, you are going to have to go to the Lake of Fire, which is the second death. And the reaction of the person is this, darn it! Follow me. They hear the sentence, Lake of Fire, second death. Darn it! Okay, so they get all geared up to go to the second death. Okay, Lord, Lamb of God, I'm ready. Let's do it. It's already done. It's already done. What do you mean? Yeah, you've already been to the Lake of Fire, which is the second death. What? Yeah, you were in the second death for 10,000 years. How is that possible? Well, you remember when you said, darn it? You remember that? Yeah, I just said it. No, you just said it. You said darn 10,000 years ago. But I thought, I'm pretty sure I said it like this. Darn it. Oh, yeah, you did. But between the darn and the it was 10,000 years of death. And when you came out of the second death, you just finished your statement. So you said darn after you heard the sentence and you were cast into the lake of fire. It was so quick, so fast, so merciful. And death is such oblivion. No passage of time in death whatsoever. No feeling of pain, no feeling of angst, no feeling of anything. There's no awareness of time. So the time passed without you even knowing it. So the first thing you did when you woke up after 10,000 years was say it. But we're going to play the tape. We put up a little mashup here, and we're going to show it to you like we stitched together. This is the Lord talking to this guy. We stitched it together, so you're right, sir. To your consciousness, this is how it went. Roll the film. Darn it, that fast. In fact, you could probably hardly even detect any space between darn and it. Darn it. It seemed like one word almost, didn't it? Yeah. Seemed like one word. Well, it wasn't. It was two words, darn and it. But see, we're so lightning fast up here. And we're so merciful up here. And it just so happens that you weren't meant to live through the fifth eon, new heavens and the new earth. It was great, by the way. We're giving everybody a consolation prize who comes out of the lake of fire in the second death, because death is finally abolished. Yay, hey. The consolation prize, you're going to see a highlight. We're going to give out highlight DVD of great things that happened while you're asleep in the 10,000 years of Eon 5. You're going to love it. There's a big popcorn vat of popcorn back here, and it's going to be great. And this guy, you can't hardly believe it. But ladies and gentlemen, that is death. There's actually no passage of time. The guy says, darn it. And in between darn and it are 10,000 years of death. The first thing he does is finish his statement. But in his mind, it's one statement at one time. And he says it and he's waiting to go. Darn it. Okay, let's go. It's done. It's done. Some of you have been through surgeries where the last thing you remember is that medicine going into your veins or a mask over your face. And you take a couple of breaths, and then you're looking up at the nurse, and you say, okay, when are you going to wheel me into surgery? Ah, surgery's over. Surgery's over. You're in the recovery room. Huh? Ho, 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 ho. God is a merciful genius.